Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, Buglers. It's producer Chris. Welcome back to Top Stories, the show that relives classic moments from the Bugle. Today, we go all the way back to 2008... and Bugle 20, who's the least democratic of them all? Elections were happening everywhere, including in Russia.
Top story this week, and democracy is everywhere. Democracy shoots have been sprouting out across the globe this week. Democracy is blooming, Andy, and it's time for it to be fully pollinated. In Russia, in a result which shocked absolutely nobody, Dmitry Medvedev won a landslide victory in Russia's presidential election. He says that he hopes to work in an effective tandem with Vladimir Putin. But make no mistake, Putin sees Medvedev as sitting very much on the back of that tandem bike. Putin will be doing the steering. Medvedev will be doing the unsung pedalling work.
Good throwing in some extra Y's into his name there, John.
Yeah, I think that's how you pronounce it, though.
Is it not Medvedev?
I think it's Medvedev.
Is it?
I think it is.
The tennis player was Medvedev.
But it is hard to say. I think it's Medvedev.
I think you have to say it deeper than you were saying it. You've got to put on the Russian accent.
Yeah, it's almost impossible to say unless you say it in a Russian accent. Medvedev is very stubborn. Medvedev.
It's much easier to pronounce Russian names after drinking a bottle of vodka.
Medvedev. My name is Dmitry Medvedev.
There you go. We're learning a new language.
It's also a voice you can do while you're ill as well. My name is Dmitry Medvedev, and I am not well. Not at all well.
As John said, the outgoing President Vladimir Putin won a landslide victory in the election, standing under the pseudonym of Dmitry Medvedev. Putin romped to a massive win and said he was delighted to have the chance to work with the new Prime Minister, Vladimir Putin. Putin said he'd always dreamed of working with Putin and was honoured to have the chance. Putin, meanwhile, welcomed Putin to the Kremlin and said he was a worthy successor to himself. Putin thanked himself and added that he would be his own man. It's not Vladimir Putin in charge anymore, he said. It's Vladimir Putin.
There were reports of widespread irregularities, surprise, surprise, plus some bizarre incentives. They were handing out baseball caps to first-time voters as they were concerned that a low voter turnout would draw criticism from other members of the G8. There was also cheap food stalls in all polling stations. That is just what the ancient Greeks had in mind when they invented democracy, Andy. Cheap food and baseball caps.
And probably a bit of nude wrestling as well.
What a system.
The communist candidate Gennady Zyuganov won the silver medal with 17% of the vote. That's some way behind the Putin-Medvedev 70%. And Zyuganov complained the election was unfair. Now, bear in mind, he is the communist candidate. Presumably, at that point, someone gave him an illustrated history of the Soviet Union, having written on the inside, "Dear Gennady, what was it that you thought was unfair again? Well done for coming second."
So, who is this new world leader that we're all about to enjoy? Well, Medvedev is... here's some facts about him. He's actually a huge fan of Deep Purple. who played, it's true, who played the Kremlin on his instigation in February this year. He became a massive fan of British 70s rock music years and years ago. And for some reason, I find that worrying. I'm not sure I want a G8 leader humming Smoke on the Water to himself as he leaves through the nuclear codes.
Really, I think that's probably better than being a big fan of 80s British rock.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well done, Andy. You've seen the positive of it.
That's right. I just think Def Leppard's music contains coded incentives to start a nuclear war.
Is that another band that signifies your music taste as a child, Andy?
To be honest, my brother was more into the Leppard than me. But, you know, I can do a bit of Leppard every now and again.
What a household that must have been.
So what is it that counts for Vladimir Putin's extraordinary popularity? He has got an 80% approval rating in the opinion polls. Those are the kind of numbers that other leaders around the world can only dream of, and quite a remarkable achievement, even for a man with a vice-like grip on his nation's media. So what do you think it is about Vladimir, John, that really gets the Russian people excited?
Well, I mean, he's got all the necessary ingredients. He's got complete control of the national press. He has access to a very aggressive secret police. I mean, yes, they like him, but they have to like him. And deep down, I think they know and respect that.
Yeah. I think maybe also it could be simply that Putin, whose grandfather, incidentally, was Lenin and Stalin's chef. How many of us can claim to have done that?
Is that true?
That is true, John. I know I do lie a lot. That is...
Well, that's the problem. Yeah, I don't know where the truth ends and the lies begin.
Yeah, his grandfather cooked sausages for Lenin. But Putin used to work for the KGB, and he does look like the kind of man who, had he been born 50 or so years earlier, would have nodded and said, "Yes, Stalin," before walking purposefully out of the room and looking at a train timetable. Apparently, Putin still sleeps with a cuddly toy of a bee under his pillow, which he calls KG, and who he pretends is KG. Maybe it's nostalgia as well, John, for... Putin's quirky autocratic ways just remind people of a time when the Cold War was the best sitcom on world television, albeit with its slightly repetitive plot structure of "I'm going to throw a nuclear bomb at you," "No, I'm going to throw a nuclear bomb at you," "Grr, grr," "Oh, neither of us really means it." So I think people hanker for those days. And maybe they just admire the straight-talking way that he has with the press. He responded to recent accusations that he is, in fact, the richest man in Europe on the back of exploiting his country's resources. Vlad replied, "This is plain bosh. They have picked this in their noses and have smeared this across their pieces of paper." Now, that is how to deal with the media. That should be entry one in how to respond to the media for all Western politicians. Don't just pussyfoot around saying, "Trust me, I'm nice." Go in two-footed. I don't care whether the accusation is true or not. I want to see these politicians that I pay for, financially and spiritually, reply to a newspaper allegation by saying, "Where did you get this information? Oh, I know. It fell out of a passing seagull's ass, and you read it off your car windscreen before making your dog eat the entire windscreen and forcing it to vomit it straight back up into your notebook. Good research, Bernstein. That's what I want to see, John. We can build a better world."
Yeah, you're right. That will make it a lot easier to swallow.
Thanks for listening. More tomorrow. And there's about 40 episodes before this one. Get more at thebuglepodcast.com.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.